Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. I'm John Landecker. It's, what is it? Oh, it's 720 WGN, John. Thank you. Thank you so much for making that clear. 10 minutes after 9. Now, why did I play that? Well, let's find out. Scott Friedland is the owner of Timeless Toys at 4749 North Lincoln, and he's with us now. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now, this lyric line, when the, what was it? When the road up ahead is mile far from, well, yeah, the road up ahead, while we're in bed, which I think describes pretty well the situation for children of Afghan refugees. As a matter of fact, just a few minutes ago, I was taking a look at Channel 9, and they had a story on about Afghanistan refugees arriving in Chicago. So why don't you explain what you've come up with for, as a charity event, as a humanitarian effort, and putting a little smile on the faces of some of those kids? What are you doing?
Sure. So we are raising funds and running a new toy drive for children that are Afghan evacuees. Mm-hmm. We came up with this idea. Myself, I'm a service member in the Indiana Army National Guard. And when I heard that Afghan evacuees were going to be housed at military bases around the United States, and especially at the camp in southern Indiana that I mainly serve at, I figured this would be a great opportunity for me on my civilian side to help out the military and help out those that the military is trying to help. Mm-hmm. So we saw that the Indiana Army National Guard put out multiple requests for children's toys, diapers, formula, clothing, all sorts of stuff for young children. And we happen to be in a situation that we can help and our customer base can help. So we started a toy drive that we're accepting new toys. People can shop on timelesstoys.com for new toys as well. And every toy that's purchased or any money that is given towards the cause will be matched plus some by Timeless Toys.
Wow. That is very commendable. Fantastic idea. And it sounds to me like you are absolutely the perfect person to pull this off. Not only with the combination of being a captain in the Indiana National Guard, but also the owner of Timeless Toys at 4749 North Lincoln. What a fortuitous combination of roles, I might say.
Yeah, it's very rare that those two intersect with each other. Yeah.
That is so true. And as you said, you're in National Guard service. You said it was in southern Indiana. And obviously, as I just said, your toy store is at 4749 North Lincoln. So there's a commute.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually enlisted in the Indiana Army National Guard while I was a student at Indiana University. Mm-hmm. And I had the chance to transfer over to Illinois National Guard at multiple points during my career. And the state of Indiana has just provided me with a really nice home, a really wonderful group of soldiers that I love working with.
Right.
And you know, it's a second home to me, and it's a group of people that I just find myself, it's really hard to pull myself away from them.
Well, that's when you decided to join the National Guard. When was it that you decided to own a toy store?
Well, actually, back in probably about 2013, my father and I are actually co-owners of the toy store. Mm-hmm. And back in 2013, I was working for my father's accounting firm, and we were the accountants for Timeless Toys here in Chicago. And my father had known the family for over 40 years, and they called looking for you know, retirement advice from the accounting perspective, and didn't have a plan for the store yet. And my father goes, you know what? I think I know a guy, and walked over to my desk and said, how do you feel about buying a toy store? And I said, yeah, that sounds great. I'm a child at heart. I'm basically a five-year-old mentally. And, you know, I was like, that sounds like an amazing idea. I don't know what I'm doing as an accountant. So I ended up working for the previous owners for a few years, and my father and I purchased the store in 2016.
So let's see now. You were an accountant.
Yes.
So obviously you have a degree in accounting.
I have a degree in sport marketing and management.
Now, wait a minute. We're going to hold on a second. I got a ton of questions now, and we'll get to them when we come back after this break on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, John Landecker, thanks for listening. We're talking to Scott Friedland, who is the, well, amongst his many accomplishments, now just one of them, along with sports marketing, accounting, and God knows what else, is the owner of Timeless Toys at 4749 North Lincoln Avenue. And now, and they are, your toy store, I just want to reiterate what this great project you've embarked on is to provides toys to the children of Afghan refugees who are now coming to the United States, coming to Chicago, coming to the entire country. And I have to commend you because there are a lot of images in the media and a lot of talk about the way, how do I put this? The way America is treating certain people who want to get into the country, and it's controversial and all of that. This is like a stroke of fantastic diplomacy and an unbelievably great message from the United States to these kids. I mean, Scott's got a drive going on to raise money to get toys to the children of Afghan refugees. And I think it's just perfect. I don't know what else to say. I mean, who doesn't like kids? Who doesn't like toys, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And the reality is that a lot of these kids, they're in a very weird situation. They're far away from what a place they call home. Could be a little bit scary. And toys serve a lot of purposes, and one of which is education and development for really young kids. So it's important to get toys in their hands to continue that education. But it's also important to get those toys in their hands so they have some sort of comfort item and something fun to take their mind off the stress of what's happening in the world right now.
Yeah, I mean, the stress of what they're going through has just got to be unimaginable. I could not fathom myself as a child being uprooted from my country that was a war zone and going halfway around the world and being in a peaceful yet totally unfamiliar environment where they speak a different language and have different customs and, you know, what am I doing here? And then all of a sudden they're given a toy. I think that's a very reassuring act to do. Let's go over again how people can help you do that. How do we help you?
So people can purchase new toys either at timelesstoyschicago.com or in-store. If you're purchasing online, use promo code ALLIES, that's A-L-L-I-E-S, and that will let us know that your toys are for donation. Mm-hmm. You can also search donation in our search bar online, and there will be an option that you can donate monetarily. And honestly, we are accepting any and all new toys. Mm-hmm. So if you want to buy toys at a different local toy store, or if you have new toys at home that haven't been opened up yet, feel free to come bring those by. If you have used toys that you want to bring by the store, unfortunately, they won't accept used toys. But we will take those used toys, donate them to a charity that will, and we will replace them with other new toys out of our store to go down to the Afghan refugees. So if you have toys, go ahead and bring them. We will accept anything, and we will make sure that it goes to the right place.
That is just amazing. So, there you go. That's what this is about. Timeless Toys is at 4749 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. It's open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6, and on Sunday from 10 a.m. until 4. Let's get back to your resume, for lack of a... Okay, so you go to IU. By the way, my parents met there, just as an aside. Are you from Indiana? Are you from Indiana?
Or I'm not. I'm from Buffalo Grove, so northwest suburbs of Chicago.
Sure. Okay, so you're at Indiana majoring in what? What did you say? Sports marketing?
Yes, sport marketing and management.
And then you end up as an accountant.
Yes. Well, you know, coming out of college, I actually spent 6 months over finishing up my military training at Fort Benning, mm-hmm. off at one of my officer schools. And coming back home, I was having trouble finding some work. I eventually found two different jobs, part-time jobs, in the sports world that I was trying to get into. And it turns out that it was not as much fun for me as working in sports sounds.
Yeah,
I'm a huge sports fan, and while I did enjoy certain aspects of these jobs, it just wasn't the right fit for me. And my father, being a CPA, had owned a firm for many, many years. And he said, why don't you come work for me while you apply for other jobs? And I said, great. So fast forward 2 to 3 years later, and I just found myself in a groove. And I loved working for my dad. We were having a great time. I was learning a lot. Eventually planned on, taking a few more classes and eventually sitting for the CPA. And it just didn't happen because, the Timeless Toys came up in my life. And honestly, it was the perfect match. And I can't imagine anything else in life right now.
Well, that's just a great story. I love it that you're, being the accountant and, your dad says to the former owners, hey, I think I know a guy. How many times have we heard that in Chicago? I know a guy. And he comes over and goes, hey, what do you think? You want to buy a toy store? Which is not the normal conversation between a father and a son, I have to say. I don't think I've ever heard of that before. Especially since that store wasn't in your family prior to that, right?
Absolutely. The store is not in my family, and right. It's really a testament to my dad of how well he knows me because... I had been working him for years. I was thinking about sitting for my CPA exam. And so he's thinking, at some point, maybe I'll take over his accounting firm that he spent 40 years of his life building up. And he was the one who suggested to me to get out of accounting and do something else.
Yeah.
Not because I wasn't, pulling my weight and doing my job, but he just knew it wasn't the right fit for me. And so he knows me way too well, and he helped me find the right career that fits me perfectly as a person.
Now, it sounds like a total blast to be the owner of a toy store. Is it?
Absolutely it is. obviously there's a lot of the day-to-day business stuff, and I still do the accounting and the financial stuff. The people management, all that comes with it. But at the end of the day, my job is to make kids happy.
Oh, wow.
And I get to play and test all these toys and travel to toy shows around the country to find and pick the perfect product to get into your child's hand. And that is awesome.
Do you have a favorite toy?
Oh, my goodness. Do I have a favorite toy? Well, personally, one of my favorite toys of all time, and it's going to sound really weird.
I don't think so.
it's a very simple, wooden building block. It's one of the best toys of all time. And the reason is because you can do anything with wooden building blocks. You can build with them. You can sort them. It's the stem of all sorts of different educational and developmental pieces for young kids. It's a really wonderful toy. Personally, one of my favorite things of all time outside of like the standard wooden building blocks is I'm a really big vehicle guy.
Oh.
So I love playing with like the old school Tonka metal.
Yeah.
Trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are just so much fun playing construction. I've got a 4-year-old son, so we love all these big trucks and we play with them all the time at home. It's a great time.
Sounds like not only are you, I mean, how do I put this? You love what you're doing. You're doing a great job at what you're doing with your dad, and at the same time have come up with this wonderful idea of supplying toys to the children of Afghan refugees. I think it's just great. Thanks for being with us, Scott. I really appreciate it, and all the best to you and your dad in the store and this effort that you've undertaken. Thanks so much for being
with
us. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Scott Friedland, the owner of Timeless Toys. Once again, they're at 4749 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. They're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, and Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And by the way, they have a website, www.timelesstoyschicago.com. And all the donations, by the way, that they receive, they will match. Not too shabby, not too shabby.